In March of this year, I did an interview with Emma May Jenkins. I don't know if she's still with her friend Josh McDaniels or not, but take a listen to this interview and enjoy the freshness of this teen's faith. I just watched the sweetest YouTube video about Emma May Jenkins and the love that she and Josh McDaniels kind of started. It started with the whole relationship as singly. They met for the first time and on. But what I loved about Emma May Jenkins and Josh McDaniels is that they shared their faith throughout the whole video. And I'd like you to meet Emma Jenkins now. She wrote the book, Be Loved. She and Josh are sophomores at Liberty University. And if you don't think that God's alive in the life of teenagers today, listen to this interview and share it with others. Emma, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, when I watched this YouTube, I thought of lots of people that I'd love to share it with, because relationships are so important, but godly, Christ-centered relationships and the process that people that are looking at dating and the Christ-like process is so important, isn't it, Emma?
It is. God made us to be in relationships, whether that be romantic relationships, friendships. We were made to do life with people, made to be in community. So it doesn't matter like what type of relationship you're in, like no matter what kind of relationship, it was made to be rooted in Christ. And when it is, it's so sweet.
Tell us about how you and Josh first met.
Well, me and Josh, we both lived in the same area of Arkansas, and we actually lived 3 minutes down the road from each other, but we never met throughout high school. I truly think that was the Lord protecting us, because it wasn't time for us to meet yet. And senior year of high school, we met, as we found out we were both going to Liberty. So we became acquaintances, just knowing both of us were about to move 15 hours from our homes. And whenever we got here to Liberty, we became really good friends. And then about 4 months into being here at college, we started dating.
And you were talking about your friendship, and you wrote home and you called your parents and said, I've got this friend and I think we could become really good friends. What did your parents think?
Well, so my parents knew of him. Like, they had met him and they knew of him pretty well. And of course, they were also praying with me, but they had so much peace about it. Like, they were encouraging me to not be timid, not be fearful. And when Josh asked me to go out on the hike with him, my mom and dad were encouraging me to go. So my mom and dad, of course, like being rooted in prayer over this and wanting me to do the wisest thing, the best thing, they were all for it.
Well, I remember you invited your roommate and you asked your mom about that. And she said, well, don't do that. And you must have a great relationship with your parents.
I do. Actually, I'm going to see them tomorrow. And I can't wait to see them. But they are such examples of the Lord to me, such examples of what God intended marriage to be. Like now that I'm grown up, we've actually just become really sweet friends. And like, I love them and look up to them always.
That's a real wonderful thing, to grow up in a family where you feel loved, you feel accepted, you learn about Christ. Tell us about your childhood and what things they built into it. Other parents out there might be listening and going, well, how did this all happen to Emma?
Yes. I grew up in a home where, as for us in our house, we feared the Lord and we served the Lord and loved the Lord. And because of that, I truly don't remember a time that I didn't know that Jesus was who he said he was and believed in him and loved him, which is such a blessing, because I know that that isn't every story. But when I was in middle school, I remember my dad approaching me and telling me that my faith could not be his faith. And whenever Jesus came back, it would not be me standing there with my dad holding his hand. It was going to be just me and Jesus. And Jesus would either say, well done, good and faithful servant, or depart from me, for I never knew you. And so something that was so sweet is I grew up in a home where it was a safe place. It was full of laughter. It was founded on truth. My mom and dad lived out truth in front of me and my brother. But I was also encouraged to establish my own faith, understanding that my mom and dad could not be the source of my faith. God would use them to walk alongside me, to hold my hand. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I would have to declare what I believed and why I believed it. And for that, I'm so thankful, because now being at college, not being in my home anymore, I'm being able to live out the faith that I took ownership of, because my parents guided me to know that that would be mine. I would get to own.
You could own your own faith, and the love that Emma has for the Lord and the scriptures that spill out of her mouth just naturally are amazing. How did you learn so many scriptures and can apply them to everyday life in instant situations?
Well, I think what's really special and precious about it is that I decided to know God. I wanted to know him. And his word, it's literally the words that he speaks. And so if I want to get to know anyone, I need to sit down and spend time with them. I want to hear their heart, hear what they say. And so that's what I did. I started spending time daily in the word. It's like if you hear someone singing a song and they know every lyric to the song, and you'll ask, how do you know all the lyrics? How can you recite all that entire song? Well, it's just because I listen to that song over and over again. Well, it's the same way with the word of God. Like, I can't expect to declare something over my life, to live it out, if I'm not daily spending time in it. And so I decided to daily spend time in God's word and to read it, write it down, and like, taped it on my mirrors, taped it on my dresser, taped it on my door, like put it everywhere where I could see it, and was intentional like to bring it up in conversations throughout the day. And something I encourage people to do is sometimes the enemy can implement the lie of being intimidated by the word, because it appears to be so much, you don't know how to approach it. And something encouraging and very simple and practical is to take one verse this week. Like, for example, one of my verses recently has been 2 Thessalonians 3:16 that says, God himself will give you peace at all times and in every situation. And I taped it onto my dresser, and I've been talking about it to my friends, and I've been praying through it. And that, like, if that would be your verse of the week, and you would write it down, talk about it, pray over it, if you looked up a year later, you would have 52 verses stored in your heart. And so it's truly something that you have to be intentional about. You can't just expect yourself to know scripture, remember it, and live it out if you're not choosing to spend time in it as a priority.
Emma, that's wonderful advice, not only for teens and young adults, but for those of us who might have children and grandchildren.
Yes.
Now, your book, Be Loved, tell us about it. And how long did it take you to write your book?
Oh, well, so the book Be Loved, it is full of stories from my time in middle school and high school, times where I moved to different schools, making friends, different situations of being on the soccer field, different situations of choosing to sit by the kid who was alone at lunch, choosing to trust in what the Lord said about me when I had the opportunity to be afraid of what other people thought of me. It's truly full of so many different stories of me just growing up. And my prayer is that it would encourage people to understand that it doesn't matter where they are, what season they're in, the right time to do the right thing is right now. And the Lord has made you for such a time as this to love him and love people. And you don't have to wait until you have a certain degree or are a certain age or you're in a certain relationship to actually own the beautiful calling that God has led you to be a part of, that he has invited you to step into with him. It can start right now. And I don't want you to read this book thinking, oh, I'm going to go be Emma. I want you to be inspired by Jesus in me and go and be who he's called you to be. and live that out with excitement and realize that He has loved you and has called you to love, to be loved. And this book was actually written pretty quickly. The Lord approached me with this book, like it was the summer before my freshman year of college. I'm now a sophomore in college. And we began to pray through it, brainstorm. We started writing it in December, and we finished writing it in February, and then we began editing.
And who's so, we?
Me and my publishing company, New Growth Press. Yes. So it was an incredible experience. I have an incredible team of editors and designers and people who walked alongside me and prayed with me, and I'm so thankful.
Wow. Emma May Jenkins. Her book is called Be Loved. Let me ask you this. Josh McDaniels, you are both sophomores, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
At Liberty University?
Yes.
And are you still dating?
We are still dating. We've been dating for a little over a year now.
So be encouraged. This is a great book for those of you who are in college, in high school, moms and dads, grandfathers, grandmothers, siblings. How can people get a copy of your book, Emma?
Well, you can go to Barnes & Noble or go to Amazon online. And also my Instagram handle is 1 Corinthians 13_love. And the link to buy my book is in my bio on my page. And so those are some ways that you can get a copy and be encouraged.
Emma, it's been such a joy interviewing you today. And I pray that God has used Emma's interview to be an encouragement to you, your teenagers, and your spouse. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Thanks again, and we'll pray for you and Josh as you continue building your relationship. If you missed this interview, you can go to my website, judyredlick.com, give it a couple of weeks, and I'll have this interview up there by Emma May Jenkins, the author of Be Loved.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.